Hello, lovely people. Welcome to the Direction Podcast, where we navigate the winding road of life, spirituality, career, and personal growth. Join us as we explore the path of less traveled, uncovering the stories of resilience, inspiration, and the pursuit of purpose. Get ready to embark on a journey towards clarity, motivation, and find your true inspiration. So buckle up, open up your mind, and let's sail together on this informative journey. Welcome. Enjoy. Today, I have my sister here, Krisha Halliburton, on the Direction today to be a blessing to us. The first important thing about her, she's a certified coach. She's a certified coach, a life coach. As a matter of fact, she's also a renowned speaker and also an award-winning, best-selling author. With her expertise, she has actually empowered a lot of professional women. And I like that a lot, a professional woman who has also empowered a lot of women who have conquered self-sabotaging behaviors, guiding them towards success in the professional realm. Today, I have this professional here, this life coach here, to be a blessing to us. My sister, God bless you so much for coming. We know this particular year, I'm dealing with transformation. And under transformation, we are looking at success, how powerful success is, what success is, how people can skyrocket their success, areas in their lives that they can do that. I don't know if you want to touch on that on the go to be a blessing to us.
Sure. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today. We've been talking about this for a long time. So Kaiser, I appreciate you even reaching out to me. So I'm excited to be here. So yeah, you know, success. When I came up with the title of Skyrocket Your Success, I was doing a success study. It started from procrastination. I was having a lot of problems with procrastination early in my career as far as personal goals. Now, my 9-to-5 corporate job, I am still in corporate America. I'm an insurance agent. And I've been a licensed insurance agent for 24 years. And wow. I was feeling like something was missing. Okay? Something was missing. Some fulfillment was missing. So what I had to do was go back to what I love. And I found that was writing and inspiring people. And so it came up to me to talk about success because so many people get stumped in life when it comes to achieving personal goals. And when I look up success, the definition of success is the achievement or attainment of a goal. Now, we all have different definitions of success. And in this process, I did a success study. I asked 6 questions, and it's in my book. In the back is the success study, the modern day success story, study. One of the questions was, what is your definition of success? And I found when I asked that question, many people have different definitions of success. It doesn't have to be a financial goal, but it's just the achievement of a goal. And success is a continuous achievement of a goal. From day to day, we all have successes in life from day to day. And we have to acknowledge those successes because without acknowledging those successes, we'll stay stuck in the same area where we are. And if we want to grow, we have to acknowledge and celebrate our success so we can get to the next level.
So people have different definitions for success.
Yes.
And you know, what you said really stood out so strong to me. For many of us, when we talk about success, we are looking at something in relation to how much you have in your bank account. Right? Or, yeah, I mean, many of us, how much you have in your bank account, how well your bank account is doing, how much you're able to bring out when you have to solve a particular need, that everybody will see that, okay, this person has nothing in relation to any form of financial problem. But you've really broadened the definition of what success actually is in just some few minutes. And I really appreciate you for doing that. Now, I don't know if you can touch on some growth steps that people can take or some steps that people can take before I even come into the book, because I saw some very beautiful things in here. That was very, I mean, anybody here, if you have the opportunity and you can grab this, try and do that on Amazon, you can grab that. It's very, very powerful. Okay. Before I touch on that, in your own way, I know you have a 9-to-5 and you also do a lot of speaking engagements and stuff like that. What are the steps that one can take that can be an all-round steps for them to have success in life?
Great. That's a great question. It's a very broad question. What the first thing I had to do was to assess where I was. Doing a self-assessment. Because like you said, we talked about this, there are multiple definitions of success. But you must know exactly where you are in life. Know where you are and know where you want to be. Okay? And that self-assessment takes time. So what I had to do and this was a really good example of a situation. I was redoing my resume. And so as I was redoing my resume, I started to look at the different jobs that I've had and the different positions and the different activities. So what you need to do is to write down what you've accomplished. Take a piece of paper and just start writing down achievements that you've had over the last 5 to 10 years. So the first step is to assess where you are and discover where you want to be. Okay, so that's the first step. Assess where you are. An assessment takes time. An easy thing to do when you're trying to assess where you are, you know where you want to be in life. So I would just write down where you are right now. You feel like you're where you want to be. If you're not, there's time, there's room for growth. Okay. Start asking your family, friends, associates, what do they see that you specialize in? Because when you start asking your family and friends, like, where do you think my specialty is? What is my zone of genius? That one thing that you can do better than anybody else that you know. What do people ask you for advice regarding consistently? Those are some things that you can ask yourself and ask others, those that are around you, about, you know, what do they think that your expertise is in? And if it aligns, then you're on the right path. But if somebody says, oh, you are an excellent cook, you're an excellent a vocal artist, you're an excellent writer. You know, sometimes we have so many different goals and dreams and so many different talents, but just ask around to see if there's a theme there. Because if there's a theme, if you are presenting your expertise and everybody sees where you specialize in, everybody's getting the nail on the head, then you're on the right track. But we all must figure out what that one thing is that we are the best in. So it could be, like I said, writing. You want to make sure you're on the same page. So the first thing is to assess your skill set. Assess your skill set. And then, again, ask those around you, where do they think that you specialize in? So the first thing is assessment.
Assessment.
The next step.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, continue.
Go ahead. You want to comment on that?
You said the first step is assessment, like having a very good self-introspection in terms of where you are and where you want to be. I think that is very, very important. Like in my individual life, sometimes I have to take a pause. Somebody would say, take a chill pill and sit at the back and see that, okay, in this direction that I'm going to, I'm on my wrong path. A typical example, okay? Recently, I was supposed to go to Jamaica to speak. I was actually trying to Jamaica to speak, and I was going through the Miami airport. Now, that's my first time going through the Miami airport. Now, from where I got off and where I have to get to the boarding gate to Jamaica, trust me, it's a long journey for a walk. Very long one. Mind you, this was my first time going towards that particular gate. And somebody was passing by me and he made a statement. It was like, I think they were also going towards that same direction. And he said, this particular path to that particular gate that we are all heading towards, if you make a mistake and you take a wrong thing, it will take you more than an hour to reroute yourself back to that particular gate. It really made me pause. And I was like, the first thing I think I have to do is to relax and ask somebody, am I going towards the right gate, even though I have something to direct me? So self-assessment, pausing first to bring yourself into line and structure in relation to the success you want to achieve in life, I think is very, very important. That point is very huge. Yeah. What would be your second point towards success?
Okay, so we said self-assessment. And then asking your family, friends, that's the second part. Because you want to make sure that you're in alignment with where you want to be. And if everybody sees you as an expert as that, because if it's not translated that way, then you have some work to do. I like what you said when you said when you got to the airport, from one point to the next, it's a long journey. And it made me think success is a long journey. It's not just, okay, I achieved this goal. Oh, I'm successful. That's it. I achieved the goal. Now let me stop. No, it's a continuous journey of improvement and education. It's continuous. You know, I don't know anybody that is successful who just want to achieve this one goal and that's it. Well, let me kind of relate this to one of my specialties, publishing, right? So you publish that book, right? And your launch is successful. Everybody's supporting you, family, friends, colleagues are supporting you. And then a lot of times people hear crickets after that. When you became an author, what was your dream? Just to publish the book and become a bestseller on Amazon? Or were you going to take that information that you're teaching in your book to transform someone's life? What is your stopping point? It's a continuous process of success. And it's a long journey. And it's not just achieved by that one goal. It's continuous. So again, the first step is to assess where you are. The second one is to discover your zone of genius. And you can do that by thinking of all the things that you've done. Like when I was talking about that resume, when I looked at my resume, is there a common theme here? Everything that you accomplish, your goals, is there a common theme there? So assess where you are, determine where you want to be, and start noticing and start narrowing in on that zone of genius, okay? Even though we can be talented in so many different areas, where is your zone of genius? Where does your expertise lie? What is that one thing that you can help somebody else transform their life? Okay, so it's about narrowing down. Assessment is looking at what you have, looking at the whole picture, and kind of zooming in and narrowing down. So that's the first step of assessing, zooming in, determining what your zone of genius is.
Wow. That's interesting. I'm really loving this. Now, because of time, I want us to look at the drawbacks, or if I can put it that way, things that can sabotage the success of people. I came across a chapter in your book that is specifically chapter 8, and I really love some of the things that you have written down there that I believe would really show. Oh, we'll have more light thrown on that will be a blessing also to people. I'm just going to go straight to it. The first one is negative mindset, chapter 8, negative mindset. How does that also affect our path or our work towards success in whatever field that we've been called to be in? Negative mindset. I mean, let me, first one is negative mindset. Then the second one is living for someone else's approval. So let's take these two. Number one, negative mindset. Number two, living for someone else's approval. How does negative mindset actually impact us in our journey to success?
Wow. I was headed that way too. That was the next thing. Removing those obstacles, those self-sabotaging obstacles that stand in our way. Negative mindset, doubt. A negative mindset can keep you stuck and you're not able to achieve the greatness. You're not able to move forward because your mind is so filled with negative thoughts. When you wake up in the morning, if say you have a goal to accomplish, you wake up and then all of a sudden, oh, I can't do that because fear will start kicking in, right? So when you have a negative mindset, that clouds you and it makes you immobile a lot of times. It stops your success track, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes there are steps that we have to go to achieve our success. But that negative mindset can stop us in our tracks and help make us delay success for years and sometimes even decades because we let that negative stuff cloud our minds. So you have to build your mindset of just like you when you're working and running, preparing for a marathon, just like you have to work out consistently. You have to consistently fight those negative thoughts in your mind. Just like you're running for a marathon, you have to build up your mindset. When those negative thoughts come in, you have to automatically retrain your brain to think positively. And I was just in a boot camp, an entrepreneur boot camp, and we were talking about one of our exercises was for the next 3 days, for the next 3 days to 7 days, think about everything that you think of that's negative. And when you think of that negative thing, put a rubber band around your arm and then just pop that rubber band.
Oh,
because you start thinking about, oh my God, my mind is so negative. But then as you're going through that process, you're constantly building up your mind. You can say scriptures, you can say positive affirmations. But just doing that exercise will make you think like, oh my God, I'm thinking so negative. And you have to be positive and build a champion mindset in order to be successful. So that's the first thing, a negative mindset, doubt. Doubt can stop you in your tracks, but you have to rebuild your mind, retrain your brain to think positive. So that's the first thing. The second one is living for someone else's approval. A lot of times this living, it could be subconscious, living for someone else's approval. It could be living for the approval of your spouse, living for the approval of a parent, living for the approval of a supervisor at work. Sometimes we don't realize that we're doing things just to make somebody else happy, but you need to do something to, like, in the to align with what you're, you know, doing in life. So just living for someone else's approval can stop you as well, because you won't do things or try things because maybe your manager said that, oh no, you're good as a customer service rep. You may think that, okay, in your mind, you want to be a supervisor, but the employer may be retraining your mind and think, no, you need to stay here. A lot of times someone will project onto us their negative, you know, their negative thoughts or whatever, when we should be somewhere else. So make sure that when you, you know, find that this is happening in your life, you have to get yourself out of a situation and, you know, redefine what success is for you and start making those goals and dreams happen without putting someone else's thoughts and impositions on you, projecting that on you. You have to, you know, get out of the way of that and just make sure that you are moving forward in achieving your goals.
That's also very powerful when it comes to how we reason, how we think. I love what one of my brothers just typed in here. He said, build your mindset. That's very, very powerful. The mindset is the powerhouse for your success. Yeah, and that is very true, just like the speaker also said. So negative mindset, we all need to be aware of that. It can make us or unmake us. It can make us or break us. Then living for someone else's approval. Then I think the next one after that is, this is interesting. Supporting someone else's vision before you accomplish your own. I was looking at that closely. I'm like, I was reading through that. You want to touch on that for me? How does that also influence or be a delay to your success?
That was a big problem for me, man.
Okay. I would love you to, if possible, share, because here it's all about to educate people, share your expertise and your experience. I think the experience will also speak to us a lot. So if you can share that experience and how you became that to accomplish whatever you did accomplish, yeah.
Okay, so one thing, I have a lot of different gifts and talents that people can see, and they say, oh, Shar, I need you on my team to help me do this. And so I'm like, okay, great, because I'm always like, I want to help everybody out. But I found that I was spending so much time helping others build their success track, and I'm still back at square one, because I'm thinking about, you know, somebody can see that you can do this very well and say, okay, I want you on my team. But you're picking up all of these different projects to help someone else. Meanwhile, God told you to do something and you're just sitting at that gift that God had put into you is laying dormant, because you're so gung-ho about helping other people and you are on the other end not doing anything productive. So I had to say, you know what? I can't. I have to start achieving the goals that I had to achieve, because I was caught up in a cycle. And sometimes you don't realize it. You're just, you know, trying to help somebody out or whatever. But I realized that I was doing that. So I had to break that habit and say, no, I need to work on this thing that God told me to do. I've been putting it on the wayside for 5 to 10 years. Let me pick this up and start building what I'm supposed to be doing. So, yeah, that was a big, big issue for me.
Wow. So I mean, you said God told you, hey, focus on what you're doing. Put this aside, focus on what you're doing. If I may, I also ask you, how does our spirituality, because it's a question I was obviously going to come to, play a very important role in our success?
For me, it's number one, because I'm a born again believer, and all these self-sabotaging behaviors like fear, self-doubt, no clear goals, distractions, things like that kept stopping me from achieving my goals. And I started feeling in my pit, like, no, you need to do more. God kept pushing me to do it, but I was like, no, I'm not ready, because I was so in my head, I had to be perfect. Everything had to be perfect. But God just wants you to step out on faith with the gift that he gives you and push forward, because I was having problems with insomnia. I couldn't sleep because I would not do what God told me to do. So it's so important. It's the foundation of anything that I do, trusting in God. And then when I feel that I'm inadequate, just praying and having God just build that confidence up in me, praying, and like I said, saying positive affirmations and, you know, reading my scriptures and things like that, it will help build me up. Spirituality is very important. It's number one.
So spirituality is very, very important. It's also number one when it comes to success. Sometimes we try to place that as number two or number three, or we wait till we feel we are going down or breaking down with all that we are building up. Then we begin to turn to God. It's not supposed to be so. So you see, the reason why I want us to touch on this particular chapter 8, because I feel it's one of the things that really prevents people a lot, right? We're speaking about someone else's vision. Then the fear of failure. Fear of failure. See that also here. I think that's number four. Fear of failure. People, I've gone through this book. That particular page really spoke a lot to me. So I have to pause to let the speaker actually touch on that. But the fear of failure. Can you touch on that for me? The fear of failure. Is it good failure or bad failure? Or in general, how does the fear of failure also impact us in our path on our journey to success?
Just like self-doubt, just fearing failure will stop you in your tracks. Because if you're scared to move forward, you're not going to do anything. You know, I was thinking for so many years, I was scared because I wanted to be perfect. You know, I wanted to be perfect, but you cannot be perfect without failure. You know, you are not going to be successful without failure. You have to fail in the process. By failing, you learn what works and what doesn't. We have to be open to embracing failure, because you learn so much from failure. You have more of a larger perspective if you fail. If you just try something and you just, you know, zoom to the top successful, in that process, you're not really learning anything. If you fail, it helps you to be creative. If you fail, it helps you to know every perspective of that thing that you're working on. So failure is a part of a process. We have to embrace failure and not be afraid of it.
We have to embrace failure and not be afraid of it. You also said something concerning the process. If you should just get up there without going through the process, there's everything questionable about you then. At least you have to fail at a point, or you tend to fail at a point and you learn from the failure and you grow or build on what you basically trying to build or what you want to become successful in. Failure, embrace failure and not be afraid of it.
Thanks for tuning into The Direction. We hope today's conversation has inspired you to navigate your journey with purpose and passion. Remember, life is full of twists and turns, but with every step, you are shaping your path. Join next as we explore more stories, insights, spiritual guidance to help you find your way. Keep moving forward and know that the direction you choose is leading you closer to your dreams. See you in the next episode. You can also keep following us on @Direction_talk and on YouTube @The Direction. Check us on YouTube also @The Direction. Bless you.